PGA DFS fans, welcome to another one of my top five videos. And last week, well, I'm not going to lie, I had a pretty solid week in these videos. So hopefully, if you did follow along with me playing some of these golfers, you reaped the benefits, especially in this one and the next one. And then the fades was pretty much a decent all-around game. Now let's go ahead and jump into the values. A little bit of a transparency corner here. Now, I picked five guys, as I always do. Give you the assist, the top five videos after all. Only Joel Damon missed the cut. Pretty good. And all of my other four were inside the top 20. Corey Connors, Taylor Gooch, Brian Harman, Sergio Garcia, all playing well last week and all in very good value range. So let's go ahead and try and go back-to-back weeks here. I'm going to start off with Troy Merritt. Maybe a name you didn't expect to see here at $6,900, $8,300 on FanDuel, but the guy has three top 10s in his last four starts, two seventh-place finishes in his last two, so certainly in good form. Had a 22nd here in the Workday Challenge, ended up missing the cut the next week at the Memorial. But still, nonetheless, Troy Merritt, at least something pretty good here. And when we look at his strokes gain rank, certainly been struggling off the tee, but last week it was pretty good. Approach decent, 75th, and ranked inside the top 100 on his short game, 86th and 99th. Now, when it comes to good around the green, Wyndham Clark, well, he's been one of the top 10 best all year, and I've got him as my second best value on the board, $6,700 on DK, $8,100 on FanDuel. I mentioned Clark, he's been superb around the green, but he struggled a little bit everywhere else. 89th off the tee and 181 on the approach, 146th on his stroke game, but he needs to pick that up a little bit. But we've made six straight cuts, with the last one coming in 20th, so forms continues to get better. And although we missed the cut here last year, I think we're in a lot better position. Plus, at $6,700, it's a really good value, in my opinion, for a guy that has found the weekend quite a bit. We saw something like that with Vincent Whaley last week, and that ended up paying off. We're going to get something similar here with Wyndham Clark. Now, the next golfer, this is probably, I'd say, my biggest gamble of this video, but Lanto Griffin, man, he has fallen all the way back to 6,800, and now, granted, he has not played well recently, missed the cut at the PGA Championship, but a 26th at the Wells Fargo a couple of weeks ago has me at least a little bit intrigued, especially given his $6,800 price tag. Look at his strokes gain rank. You can see why I like him as well. The irons and the putter, they've been top 30 on tour this year. Off the tee, not so much, 110th. And if he does miss the green, well, you can expect him to struggle to get up and down for par. So maybe that's why his finishes haven't been as good recently. Like I said, missed cut in his last one out of the PGA Championship. Now, a guy that has been playing well recently, however, that's Gary Woodland. Gary's coming in $7,900 on DraftKings. Certainly playing better than a lot of people priced around him. Now, a couple of other people are playing well in that range, too. A couple more $100 above. Shane Lowry is one of those names. But Gary Woodland, 22nd and 5th here last year. That's pretty good. 14th, 38th. The 38th was really a really bad Sunday. A couple of bad holes. A 5th or a 3rd before that. So Gary Woodland in really good shape here, plus good course history. Look at his strokes gain rank. I wish there was a two-week strokes gain rank because he'd probably, or say even a month, he'd probably be some of the best. But his yearly results, not so great. 154th off the tee, 73rd on the approach, 90th around the green, and 153rd putting. Okay, now we move on to our fifth and our final and best value on the slate for the Memorial. And again, this guy has put together possibly one of the best years of anybody on tour outside of Jordan Spieth, but he's not the top-priced golfer in the field this week like Jordan Spieth is. Nope, it's Charlie Hoffman. What a year. $8,300 for him on DraftKings. That's why he's in this value video and one of the best values on the board. $9,800 on FanDuel. That's pretty good as well, given the fact that he had a 7th here last year at the Memorial. Plus, he's coming off a 3rd-place finish and a 17th-place finish. But it's been quite a while since Charlie Hoffman has finished outside the top 20. Even when he starts off slow, he puts together one of those low rounds every single tournament and gets himself into the mix. At least it's felt like that for the past couple of months. I mean, even past the Valero when he was going toe-to-toe with Jordan Spieth there and Matt Wallace, it has been a great stretch of golf. Now, let's find out why. Well, we can find out right off the bat looking at his strokes gain ranks, his ball striking. He's in the top 32 of both off the tee and on the approach. And on the approach, He's ranked 12th this year. That is one of the best we have ever seen from Charlie Hoffman. If he does miss the green, maybe he'll make a couple of bogeys. He's ranked 118th around the green, but top 50 in putting, ranked number 50th on the board. So Charlie Hoffman putting together a fantastic season here this year, and seems like he's in a good course fit as well, especially with that top 10 here last year. So, all right, let's do it. Let's go 5-1. Very quickly, we got Troy Merritt at 6,900, Wyndham Clark at 67, Lanto Griffin at 68, Gary Woodland at 79, and Charlie Hoffman at 8,300. It's a pretty good set of five this week. We're going to try and get 5 of 5 through the cut. I know last week it was 4 of 5. This week it's going to be 5 of 5. And of course, if you're looking for that sixth golfer or even some golfers to fade, well, this is the right place for you. I'm going to give you my top 5 sleepers and my top 5 fades coming up later on. And of course, depending on when you're watching this, you might be able to just stay right on this video and catch it right now, depending, of course, when you're watching it. But the better way to do this to make sure that you get notified when these do come live is to like and subscribe to our awesome YouTube channel here. So until next time, everybody, make sure you check out the PGA DFS Strategy Show with myself and Ben Raza. That's coming up at 1 o'clock on Tuesday. So until next time, everybody, good luck at the Memorial, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.